This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message.
Welcome. Kakra has been sharing an insightful message titled How to Thank God in Difficult Times, based on the story of Jesus and Lazarus in John chapter 11. Today he continues. Let's join in.
So I want us to look at one example in the life of Jesus when Jesus gave thanks to God in a difficult time. You see, from John chapter 11, let's read that one. It talks about when Lazarus died. Verse 1, a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Verse 3, therefore his sisters sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard it, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Verse 5 says, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So the fact that we are going through problems does not mean God has withdrawn his love. Sometimes we go through problems, but still God loves us. Hallelujah. But I want you to notice some of the difficulties that they were going through, or some of the pain that these people were going through because of Lazarus. Now, let me describe some of the pain, and I believe that some of us can identify with it. One of the things that they were going through was, you know, the pain of delay. You know, sometimes in life, you feel things are delaying. Here they were expecting Jesus to come when Lazarus was sick, but he never showed up. He did not come at the time when it looked kind of possible that Lazarus could be healed. There was a delay. So when Jesus finally arrived, one thing that Martha said to Jesus, if you read verse 21, that Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if only you had been here, my brother would not have died. It was the pain and the difficulty of delay. And sometimes in life, you can feel that things have delayed. You look at your classmates, look at where you are. It looks as if you have lost 15 years or 10 years. And if you have that feeling, how can you thank God? It's difficult. Sometimes you look at the people in your house, your sisters, your brothers, because there is always the tendency to just, you know, it's natural to compare yourself with the people that are around you. And you look at your brothers, your sisters. Sometimes everybody seems to have moved on, but only you. It looks as if you have delayed. And it's very difficult to thank God when you think there's a delay. And this was exactly the problem that these people were facing, the delay. Sometimes you're believing God for a child, you're getting older, it looks like there's a delay. You don't even know whether you're going to have that child or not, because the years are going. God has time. He never ages. Malachi 3:6, he said, I'm the Lord, I change not. But we are changing every day. So with this delay, it's difficult to thank God. I mean, you are 40 years old, but your problems are like the problems of a 15-year-old. It's difficult. So they were going through serious delay. The next pain that I was going through is the pain of sickness. Number two, sickness. You know, there is something about sickness. When you are sick, you can feel it in your body. And because you can feel it in your body, it is difficult to even pray because you feel it. It is even sometimes difficult to believe that God will see you through. How much more to give thanks? That one is even more difficult. So here they were dealing with a sickness. And some sicknesses are stubborn in the sense that they draw everybody in. It affects everybody. People have to even stop work and take care of the sick person. In this particular case, Martha, Mary, they've all stopped work. They have to focus on Lazarus, who was going through this difficult time. Sometimes you go to the hospital, they give you a lab result. You look at it, your whole heart sinks. It's a serious lab result with very bad numbers. So there they were dealing with that kind of challenge. So that one too makes it very difficult for you to give thanks to God when things are not good. So I understand their responses. No wonder they were complaining. No wonder they were not happy with Jesus, because things were not going as they expected. Number three, these people were people who had supported the ministry of Jesus. The Bible says in verse 3, it was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with the hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. So here the Bible says that these were people who were supporting Jesus financially. They cooked for Jesus. They supported him. The Bible says they ministered to him from their substance. They helped to pay his salary, everything. And sometimes as Christians, you know, we come to church, we pay our tithes, we give our offering, we are shepherds, we are pastors, we witness, we do our best. So when something goes wrong, we expect God to return all the good work that we have done, one way or the other. But sometimes it looks as if after doing all that we have to do, it seems as if when it comes to God to reciprocate our efforts, there is nothing. So this was what they were also dealing with. The pain of serving God and supporting the ministry and supporting the Lord. And finally, it looks as if nothing is working. So it's difficult to give thanks to God when you find yourself in that situation. What are you going to do? Number four, I would say financial pain. You know, there are sicknesses that cost a lot of money. They don't just cost money. They also make you lose money. Because like Martha, if she had a job, she has to stop the job. Now she will not be paid. Somebody came to visit me last week, and the person was a very high profile person in the corporate world. And I asked the person, so what are you doing now? He said, I've stopped working. I said, why? He said, my husband is sick. And so I've stopped working and I'm taking care of my husband. The cost of sickness is not only the drugs, it's also the loss of income. And it can be serious. And sometimes the cost of operation, the cost of drugs is so big that the whole family, everybody has to make a contribution. And sometimes it even goes beyond the family to the extended family until it reaches the radio station in the newspapers. So the financial pain is so strong. So when you are spending so much money, look, it can be difficult to thank the Lord. So no wonder these people never praise the Lord. They never thank the Lord, nothing, because it was a difficult time. And I understand it. The fifth thing I see here is that, you know, it was a time of criticism. When Lazarus died, some people said, could not this man, in verse 37, that opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that this man should not have died? Anytime people have a problem, they're looking for a scapegoat. Something to use as an excuse for the problem. It's normal. And this church member, you know, they were having a baby. And they had found it very difficult to even conceive, and much more to have the baby. So when they were at the hospital, they had some complications. The husband called me around 12 midnight and said, we are having some serious, I want you to come to the hospital and then we will pray. So I told him that I'll come in the morning. In the morning when I come, we'll pray. So expect me tomorrow morning. Then I went to bed. A thought came to my mind that if this baby dies and you go in the morning, the guy will say, you killed the baby. So immediately, I had to wake up and I had to go to the hospital. I didn't want the guy to come and accuse me of that. So by the time I was praying, it was around 1 a.m. But anyway, the baby survived and everything. They had their baby, you know. But the lesson is that sometimes people can criticize you for the wrong reasons. So they said, look, this man, he raised the dead. He could have raised this guy, but he didn't come. You know, so even in an office environment, you can undergo so much criticism about your work. Even when you are married, your spouse or your wife can criticize you so much, you can even lose confidence in yourself. And when you are under criticism and they bring your reports and they bring your yearly appraisal and always criticism, no promotion, only rebukes, everything. And surely it will be difficult to give thanks to God when you are being criticized. They are giving bonus, they don't give you some. They are promoting everybody, they don't promote you because the boss is critical of your work. What do you do? So in the story, everybody in the story was responding naturally, which is understandable, but it is not spiritual. The only person in the story who had a spiritual response was Jesus. When Jesus started thanking the Lord for Lazarus, Lazarus was still dead. He was not alive. It was still a bad situation. But he fulfilled that scripture which says, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So he started thanking the Lord.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that when people experience delays, disappointments, financial pain, sickness, and criticism, it often elicits a natural response and people find it difficult to thank God in such times, but not Jesus. Tune in same time tomorrow to find out how Jesus was able to thank God in difficult times.
If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you want to give your life to Jesus, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, healed of blood cancer. He said, dear prophet, I had a friend who was diagnosed with blood cancer and was given 3 months to live. I encouraged my friend for prayer, and you prayed for my friend. And after your prayer, my friend started getting better and better and better and better. Now, to the glory of God, my friend is healed and is normal. She's now lived close to 1 year, although she was given only 3 months to live. She's alive, strong, and doing very well. I want to give God the praise. Put your hands together for Jesus. That's a wonderful testimony. Cancer of the blood healed.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakabading on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakabading Epa. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakabading. It's that simple. Kakabading Epa app, on the go with a word. Mind works. The way you think eventually defines your life.
The first sign of a renewed mind is a practical mind. You are doing business, whatever business you are doing, look, you must be decisive. This is what I'm doing. Otherwise, don't make progress. It takes time to succeed at anything. And being decisive helps you to work at the same thing for many years. And a diligent man shall abound.
It is therefore imperative that you develop the right way of thinking. Kakrabading in this message series titled Mind Works will give you some principles that will guide your way of thinking in order to succeed in life. Order this message series through the following means. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 700 9010. You can also send an email to info@kakrabading.org or make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215. Our office hours are 10 to 16 hours GMT.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 700 9010. Send an email to info@kakrabading.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.